Amy Asano teaches in the School of Education at Virginia Tech. Her specialty is adolescent literature. In a recent blog post, she wrote about how warm it makes her feel to see tweens and teens waiting in the cold for tickets to a movie based on the young adult trilogy by Suzanne Collins. The Hunger Games is a post-apocalyptic story of a fight to the death, shown on live TV each year to mark the anniversary of the failed revolt against the Capitol.
Here we are, our tributes from District 12. Well, go on, you two, shake hands.
In the movie, District 12 is a rural, mountainous region, reminiscent of southwestern Virginia. In the novel, it's described as an area once known as Appalachia.
It was after my daughter read it, and then we watched the movie together, that she said, wow, you know, we're from District 12.
Bells went off in Asano's head because her daughter was making what in her field is called a place-to-text connection. It's something that happens when fiction captures the imagination and creates a palpable sense of place.
The movie, when you see the mountains and see Katniss hunting, you know, sort of living off the land and her ability to survive off the land, I thought, wow, what a great opportunity to talk about place and what it means to be from a rural community and to have sort of that intimate knowledge of the natural world and how place can be sort of like your greatest strength.
Asano says the Hunger Games series treatment of rural culture is different from typical stereotypes.
When we think about who rural people are or the places, we often think of that with such a deficit perspective. We think about what rural communities don't have. You know, we talk about rural schools as being financially constrained or not having opportunities. And so what I like about the novels is that it gives a more dynamic perspective to think about what are the things that rural communities do have that are sources of strength for the people in those communities.
Asano believes teachers can use the Hunger Games series to talk about a variety of issues across disciplines, from the absurdity of the dystopian society the story depicts to how hunger is used as a means of oppression, and the qualities, courage, and community shown by the inhabitants of District 9.
And so the Hunger Games, it's popular, kids are reading it or they've seen the movies, and then it's an opportunity for teachers to have that teachable moment and say, and these people are from Appalachia, and they're heroes, and what's beautiful about their community, what's beautiful about the land that they live off of, and to sort of highlight that in the curriculum, and then to use that as a place scaffold to other parts of the curriculum that kids might not be quite so interested in.
I'm Robbie Harris.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.